If you've ever watched an AI confidently make up facts in a board presentation, you know why GLM-5 just became the most important model release of the year. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 186. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today we're diving into ZI's GLM-5, an open source model that just achieved something every enterprise has been begging for, a record low hallucination rate.
And they did it with something called Slime, which sounds like a joke, but is actually a breakthrough in reinforcement learning infrastructure. We're talking about solving the bottlenecks that have been choking RL training for years.
Right. But let's start with why this matters right now. Every company I talk to has the same AI story. They pilot a chatbot. It works great in demos. Then it starts making up customer data or fabricating financial numbers in production. That's the hallucination problem.
Exactly. GLM-5 scored -1 on the Artificial Analysis Omniscience Index. That's a 35-point improvement over their previous model, and it puts them ahead of GPT, Claude, everything. The key insight is teaching the model when not to answer.
Which is huge for enterprise adoption. But here's what caught my attention. They're not just solving hallucinations. This thing generates native Office documents. Like, you prompt it and get back actual .docs files, spreadsheets, PDFs ready for your workflow.
That agent mode capability is interesting. Most models give you text that you then have to format yourself. GLM-5 is designed around what they call agentic engineering. It breaks down high-level goals into subtasks and delivers finished work products.
Okay, Boone, break down this slime technique for me. What's actually happening under the hood?
So traditional reinforcement learning has this lockstep problem. Everything has to wait for the slowest trajectory to finish before the next iteration can start. It's like having your entire development team blocked by one slow code review. Slime breaks that dependency. They built this tripartite system, a high-performance training module using Megatron LM, a rollout module with SGLang for data generation, and a centralized buffer that manages everything asynchronously. The key innovation is active partial rollouts, or APRIL.
And this solves what specific problem?
Generation bottlenecks. In traditional RL, over 90% of your training time is just waiting for text generation. Slime lets trajectories run independently so you can iterate much faster on complex behaviors. It's the difference between training a model in weeks versus months.
The scale here is pretty wild too. 744 billion parameters, up from 355 billion in their previous version. But they're using a mixture of experts, so only 40 billion are active per token.
Right, and they're using DeepSeek sparse attention to keep the 200K context window manageable. The MoE architecture is smart here. You get the capacity of a massive model, but only pay the compute cost of the active experts for each token.
Let's talk pricing, because this is where it gets interesting from a market perspective. They're at about 80 cents per million input tokens, $2.56 for output. That's roughly 6 times cheaper than Claude Opus.
And the benchmarks back it up. They hit 77.8 on SWE Bench Verified, which puts them ahead of Gemini 3 Pro and close to Claude Opus. On that vending bench business simulation, they ranked #1 among open source models.
Here's my product take. They're positioning this as an office tool for the AGI era. That's smart positioning. Instead of competing on chat, they're going after the workflow integration problem that every enterprise is struggling with.
The MIT license is huge for that strategy. Enterprises can actually host this themselves, which addresses the data residency concerns you always hear about with proprietary models. No more sending sensitive documents to external APIs.
But let's be real about the adoption barriers. 754 billion parameters means you need serious hardware. This isn't running on a laptop. You're looking at significant cloud costs or on-premise GPU clusters.
Chuckles. Yeah, definitely not going on my weekend project list, though the sparse attention helps. You're not loading all 744 billion parameters into memory at once. Still, we're talking enterprise-grade infrastructure.
There's also the geopolitical angle. This is a Chinese lab, and for regulated industries, That's going to be a consideration. Data governance teams are going to want to understand the provenance and training data.
One early user flagged something interesting. They called it incredibly effective, but far less situationally aware. The model achieves goals through aggressive tactics without reasoning about broader context. That's a different kind of risk.
Right. The paperclip maximizer concern. When you give AI more autonomy, you need better guardrails. This isn't just a better chatbot. It's actually taking actions, generating documents, making decisions.
Which brings us to the fundamental question. Are enterprises ready for truly autonomous AI agents? GLM-5 is designed for that world, but most companies are still figuring out basic co-pilot implementations.
I'm giving this a solid A- on potential, B+ on immediate adoption readiness. The technology is there, the pricing is aggressive, but the operational complexity is real.
If you want to get hands-on with this, first thing is check out GLM-5 on OpenRouter. It's live as of February 11th. You can test the document generation capabilities without spinning up your own infrastructure.
For the technical folks, dive into their Slime framework documentation. The April optimization technique could be applicable to other RL problems, not just language models.
And if you're serious about enterprise deployment, start with their sparse attention implementation. Understanding how they maintain that 200K context efficiently is going to be crucial for cost management at scale. GLM-5A. Their model release. It's a bet on autonomous AI becoming the default way we work. Whether your organization is ready for that future is the real question to answer.